2 Timothy chapter 4, and as I promised, I'm going to try to do my very best to be quick and speedy. So I guarantee you we'll be out by noon. Let's go ahead and pray one more time just to set our hearts in order, set our hearts in place for the word. Lord, we just pray that you would give us ears to hear this morning, that you would be powerful in this room, Spirit of God, working in our hearts and in our minds as your word is taught. And we just ask that you'd be blessed and glorified from this moment to the end of the service in every way, every thought that we take captive, every word that's said. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for coming out. I know this is, I thought we'd have 30 people in here. This is quite a testimony to the faithfulness of this body of believers to be out this morning. Thank you. I believe God's word is worth it. The being in God's presence is worth it. And I solemnly charge you, verse 1, chapter 4, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have ears, their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. And so last week we had the opportunity just to kind of deal with two verses and five commandments. But just by way of quick review, Paul speaking to Timothy, this is Paul's very last words. And we know from history that Paul will be shortly hereafter executed for the faith, martyred for the cause of Christ. And so this is Paul's very last words that he says, last letter, the last words that he says to a dear brother found in Timothy. And so these are heavy words. These are like, you know, when somebody dies, you're really paying attention. What are they going to say? In their whole life, what's the most important thing that they have to say? This is it. We're finding it in Paul right here. And so Paul gives an exhortation to Timothy, but I think not just to Timothy, but to the church. He's speaking to the church here, and this charge is important. So it's important. Paul is turning the screws on, I solemnly charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus. So this is a charge, God's presence there. I charge you before God, the God of the universe, and of Jesus Christ, who's to judge the living and the dead. So ultimately, we're going to be held accountable for the way that we live our life. Everybody agree with this? You know, it's the old sin of the devil, his oldest sin, right? His oldest lie to Eve, you will not surely die. No consequences for your actions. Indeed, Paul brings us back to, jerks us back to reality. You will be held accountable